Well, hey, buddy, how's it going? Yeah, how long has it been? A year since I've seen you? Time does fly, doesn't it? I didn't expect anyone this late, but I am pleasantly surprised that it's you, of all people. No, no worries. I'm still up for a little longer. Come on in. Oh, hey, you brought my guitar. I nearly forgot you borrowed it. It's been so long. Thanks for bringing it back, man. You want a beer or something? Oh, they're touring again? Yeah, concert tomorrow sounds like fun. I'll come around after work and catch a ride with you. I may be a little late, though. Is that all right? All right, nice. So, what have you been doing since I last saw you? I mean, I see the pictures you posted lately. You went on that big trip and helped your daughter move into her dorm. Must be strange without her sneaking out to hang out with her friends or yell at you that she hates you. Yep, those are the years we love the most. I can't even imagine my little one growing up to be that age. She's almost there. Ever since the divorce, I've been keeping my hands full with her, but she's becoming more independent, which I suppose is a good thing. Yeah, my daughter, the youngest one. She's doing all right. Well, for a girl her age, you never know with teenagers. Exactly. I'm always worried about boys. There's only one thing on their minds, and I won't let them corrupt my little girl. If she thinks she can have a boyfriend at this age,
Hey,
then.
Dad, I was wondering if I could borrow the car. I mean, I know you said I couldn't drive it until I actually got my license, but please, it's an emergency. Oh, hey, I haven't seen you in a while.
Sweetie, it is nearly 11 p.m. Where on earth do you need to be? And put some clothes on. No daughter of mine is going to go out in public looking like that, no matter the time of day.
Dad, these are clothes. I want to go to this movie premiere with my friends, and I bought tickets already, so you have to say yes. I've been waiting forever to see it. So anyway, it's based on a book by this author I just love, and in it there's this boy who falls in love with a girl he's known forever, but she's all about adventure and he just can't keep up with her, so.
I don't need to hear about it. You're not going. Look, I'm so sorry.
But Dad, that's not fair.
Baby girl, we have a guest. You're almost an adult, so act like it.
Fine. I'll be here. Just here. Like the obedient girl I am who always listens to the man of the house.
Thank you, baby girl. Now off to bed you go. You have school tomorrow.
No, I don't. Tomorrow's Saturday. But you have to get up early for work.
All right, you got me. Hey, thanks for stopping by. It was nice to catch up, even for just a little bit. Hey, let me walk you out.
Oh, no. I haven't seen him in a while either, so maybe he can stay for a bit. I'd like to catch up too, and ask him how he's been and all that.
Baby girl, I don't think Mr. Oh, you don't mind?
See, us grown-ups need to stick together. Talk about politics and cubicles and taxes, stuff. Seriously, Dad, don't worry about it. I'll be here to lock the door when he leaves. So, just go to sleep, you. No father of mine is gonna wake up cranky.
All right, bumpkin. Good night. It was nice seeing you. Let me know about tomorrow if there's any change in plans. I mean it, baby girl. When he leaves, you're off to bed.
All right. Good night, Dad. And that's better. So, hi. It's definitely nice to see you again. Yeah, I know. Well, school started recently, and it's pretty cool. I mean, my locker's in a better place than it was last year. Yeah, my schedule is pretty easy. Don't really know what else to say. No boyfriends right now. I mean, even if I did say yes, you wouldn't tell my dad, right? Gosh. Yeah, I mean, he does care about me a lot, but sometimes it can be a little too much. Like, I can't have a boyfriend because every time I want to hang out with a guy, My dad always has to make sure that he comes by the house first. And my dad will have to meet him, and I'm scared that he's gonna like interview him and all that. And I don't think I'd be able to deal with it. But yeah, apart from that, not too much has really been going on. I mean, I know that you I wasn't gonna say anything weird. You and your daughter, went to that college, scoped it out, did all that fun parent-child stuff that I'm sure you love to do because you seem like an awesome father yourself. No, I know. Trust me, I know. I have been over to your place plenty of times, and let me tell you, she's happy. No, I'm not just saying that to get on your good side, but I wouldn't mind that either. Why have you been looking at me like Like you just saw a ghost? That expression has been on your face since I got here. And do you only care to change it once my dad starts looking at you? You're funny. What? It's the outfit, isn't it? I mean, I think it's cute. So you do agree it is cute. But what's that? It's a little too revealing. I guess, but if you turn an underage girl into a sex object, then what does that say about you? So it's not just the outfit. It's God, you're fucking blushing right now. What's changed about me? I mean, it's only been a year. Well, I mean, I guess I'm starting to look a little different. More like my mom. Oh, don't say that. Because I know you used to have the biggest crush on my mom when you were in high school. Aww. Well, I know you. I'm not gonna say. Yes, I know that you guys had some fun times together. I'm starting to think maybe I'm your kid instead. No, you look so uncomfortable. I'm sorry. Gosh. Man, I know it's. I'm so, that was very inappropriate of me to say. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So, do you really think I look prettier? I mean. Yeah, I'm growing up fast, but it's a part of life, you know? So, would you be more comfortable if I wore like baby clothes or something? No comment. If I had pigtails in my hair and if I carried a sippy cup everywhere. Oh. Oh, would that remind you of the old me? Maybe. Okay, well, the old me is kind of not ridiculously different from me right now. I mean, the old me and now me have something in common. I'm too shy to say. I know I can tell you anything. I have always wanted to touch you like this. With my hand on your cock. Yeah, I've always wanted to do that. Don't look away from me. It's okay. It's just me, you know? Does that feel good? Stroking your cock through your jeans. It's a good feeling, right? Well, maybe I tried this before. Maybe I didn't. Who's asking? Oh, fuck. Yeah, feels good. Huh? You're getting harder and harder. What do you want to do? Tell me what you want to do. You want to kiss me? Because you can. My lips are right here. If you tell me you want to kiss me, I'll let you. But you have to kiss me. I'm not gonna do it for you. Yeah. Why'd you stop? Oh, God. My dad's not gonna find out about this. If he did, I'd know about it. Because there'd be a missing persons report on you. But it's not gonna happen. If we don't let it happen. So, you want me? You want this teen girl pussy on your cock? Huh? Or you're gonna have to work for it. Give you one test, and if you pass, then you can have this pussy in your mouth, and after that, you can have this pussy on your dick. Your big hard cock that I know is fucking ready for me. Let me get on my knees for you. And pull it out. Oh, fuck, you're shaking. You can't believe this is happening, can you? That sweet little girl you used to buy candy for and used to hold the hand of when we walked through the mall because I was too scared to go by myself. My dad trusted you, you know. How long have you wanted this? Tell me how long. I'm gonna stay quiet, are you? You're scared. You're not scared that I'll know what the answer would be. You're more scared to admit it, aren't you? Don't tell me. I think I have an idea. Is it okay if I suck it, huh? Is it okay? Oh, you're gonna have to tell me. You're gonna have to nod your head a little bit. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I like to see. Oh, that feels good, huh? Like when I look up at you like that? Yeah. So fucking look at me. Fucking look at your best friend's daughter. Looking at you. Oh, she sucks your cock. Me to go more down. Don't moan too loud. My dad might hear. put it all the way in again? Huh? Yeah? Grab my hair. Fucking pull it and force my head down. You want it that badly, huh? Do you? Fucking do it. Just suck on my head. Suck on it like the lollipops that you used to buy for me. Yeah. Sir, would it be okay if you licked my pussy, please? Pretty please, yeah? Tell me. It's okay. Okay. Switch with me. You could almost see my pussy through my shorts when they were on. Fuck, I'll try to be quiet. Fuck you. Your fucking knees for me. For this little girl pussy that you know you shouldn't have in your mouth. But you're gonna do it anyway because you know you fucking want it, yeah? Fucking want it? Huh? How bad? Huh? How bad do you want it? Oh, fuck. Are you gonna do it for me? Oh, fuck. How would you feel if my dad walked in right now and saw best friend's fucking face and just buried in his daughter's pussy? His little girl's pussy. Oh, fuck. It'd be a sight to see, wouldn't it? Oh. I used to keep my thumb in my mouth when you'd carry me from the car to the bed when I got too tired. It's such a sweet thing to do. For you. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh my god, please stop. Oh, please stop. Okay. Oh, fuck. Kiss me. I want to taste me on you. I can lay down on the couch and you can fuck me like that.
Is that okay?
Yeah. Please be gentle with me. I've never done this before. Nope, I've never done this with anyone. If you're gonna do it, try to be quiet. Oh, fuck. I'm just rubbing your cock against my pussy. Oh, like that. Oh, fuck. Please. And if I fucking get too loud, fucking put your hand over my mouth. Are you gonna put it in now? No, I'm a big girl. I can handle it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it does feel good. Having a cock in me feels really good. Having a big, oh, fuck, older man cock in me. Daddy, that feels good. Oh, you like when I call you daddy, huh? Fuck. Oh, it gets you even harder and closer. If I call you daddy? Fuck me, daddy. Yeah. You were eating my pussy? Was it sweeter than my mom's pussy, huh? Oh, fuck. Yeah, you're gonna fucking get me for saying that, huh? Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh.
fucking see it in your eyes right now. You wanna make me scream. You wanna fuck me so fucking hard and you want me to be so loud. Cause you like hearing these little girl moans and these little girl screams. The same little girl. You taught how to ride a bike. The same little girl who you held in the swimming pool and told it was all gonna be okay. And that we'd get ice cream after. If I'd be a good girl and just swim and go to the deep end with you. Fuck. Oh, fuck you like this tight little pussy. Better than my mom's pussy, huh? Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Fucking my bikini. You're gonna fucking think of me. It's that little girl that you wanna fuck so hard. Every time you fucking talk to my dad, you're gonna be thinking about this moment. Huh? Yeah? Am I right? Or am I right? Fucking admit it, you love teen pussy. You fucking love teen pussy. Oh, fuck. When you look up teen porn, that's the shit you like to watch. But you almost wish they were a little bit younger. Fuck. Like me. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you just wanna fucking come. You wanna come in me? Oh, fuck. Fuck, I'll let you fucking come in me. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah. You don't care how loud I scream. Fuck, you don't even care anymore, huh? Oh, fuck. Fuck, yeah. Keep fucking me until you come. Keep fucking me. Oh, yeah, baby. Oh, fuck. Yeah, daddy, just like that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fucking miracle if my dad's still sleeping. You better go. I hope you had at least a little bit better of a time than you thought you were gonna have before you walked in. Put your fucking pants on.
seriously, you really need to get out of here. Well, I guess this instant is kind of like what my dad would have wanted. For the guy to come over and for him to talk to him. And, well, I don't think he would have liked the, you know. But I don't think you mind. I wonder if your daughter did this too. I mean, she's in college now. You can't really stop her, can you? From fucking men your age. I want you to think about me when you're fucking your wife later. I'll see you soon. Bye. Way better than going to the movies. Oh my god, I can't believe I just did that. I have to tell them everything tomorrow. God. Better get to sleep before Dad gets suspicious. Oh my god, Dad. You scared me. You're still up?
Yeah, some neighbors don't know how to keep their bedroom noises in the bedroom. No one can sleep through people being as loud as that. I would have sworn they were inside my own house if I didn't know any better. Anyway, what are you doing up? Didn't I tell you to go to sleep as soon as he left?
Yeah, you did.